Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains and storms to start spring here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just tear out the damage, and you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 2250 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto pay. Data and prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. This transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Gets your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Certainly not the sight the Celtics and their fans want to see. Paul Pierce in a lot of pain, had to be carried off, then they put him in the wheelchair. As he's going back to the locker room, obviously in a lot of pain, can't walk off on his own power. Now watch as Bryant drives to the basket. Perkins comes down, and it looks like Perkins lands on Pierce's leg or his foot. And Pierce's leg appeared to get kind of stuck, and sometimes it can twist there.
Paul Pierce did go into the locker room. He asked to stand on his own power. The doctors were trying to discourage him from doing that. They were saying, look, don't do it. But then he said, let me try it. So he did finally put weight on both legs as he walked back into the locker room.
Oh, this is the sight that the Celtics fans want to see. And hear the ovation as he comes hopping out of the tunnel.
Paul here, 11 years ago today, wheelchaired off the floor for reasons he will keep to himself.
I have a confession to make.
Whoa.
I just had to go to a bathroom.
I had to go to the bathroom.
But why did you need a wheelchair to get to the bathroom?
It was that bad.
Something went down. I had to go to the
bathroom. Oh,
you were streaking.
Okay, anywho. Injuries.
That's it.
Are the story of tonight. Real injuries, by the way.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate that. And thanks to Dustin for his fine contributions, as always.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
He's come back. And Kevbo, thank you, buddy.
Who's kind of a heartthrob?
Yeah, not so much. And Ray, God, does Ray work hard.
Thank you, Ray.
An extremely stable genius.
Ray is for sure that. And now we welcome in Dan and Connor. Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys.
Fellas.
Gentlemen, how are you?
That's a hell of a move by Paul Pierce.
savvy.
Could live without the story.
Yeah, it explains the facial expressions of teammates who were close to him and reacting the way they were reacting.
Oh, boy.
But that's a vet move. Like, nope, get me a wheelchair, wheel me off of here. Crash me off this picture.
Yeah.
Well, later in the day for that stuff. When you think about Craig Kimbrell signing, what does that mean to you? Does that signify? I mean, I know that the WAR isn't tremendous. It was only 1.3 last year,
closer WAR is usually.
And when you look at where the Cubs are, I mean, think about how many games they could have already
11 of 23 preserved. Heading into last night with saves. So,
I mean, you think about the opportunities that have gone by the wayside here in a division that got won by one game last year. Every addition matters. I mean, this is how we've been looking at this team and this division from the get-go since Theo ended his 71-minute press conference at the end of last year. You thought every one game matters. So adding Kimbrell, even if he's... I mean, that's... I understand the season-long, the 30,000-foot view. But if he's pushing Randy Rosario back to AAA or, you know, doing whatever, you know, just moving that next guy down... To me, that's probably worth a win somewhere, like an actual win somewhere in there, not your sabermetric version of it, and that means a huge thing.
There's other aspects too. I mean, the wins above replacement calculation is always going to make closers look worse than they are because they don't pitch that much. If you're only supposed to get three outs in the old-fashioned closer idea, it doesn't value those outs as any different than any other outs unless you look at leverage situations. Just because it happens to be the ninth inning doesn't mean it's more important than the sixth or the seventh, and they just don't pitch that much. You know, we had this debate when Lou Piniella decided he was going to make Carlos Zambrano the closer, and those of us who were looking at metrics at the time you just stripped him of all of his value, and you just removed value. You just burned value by doing that. But what it does... is it ups the value of the rest of your bullpen. If we're looking at this in the traditional way...
I haven't had a cocktail.
That Joe Madden looks at it. And Madden has become a traditionalist when it comes to back-end bullpen stuff, more so than ever. Maybe he always was. It just couldn't be in Tampa. But as Cubs manager, he looks at a capital C closer. That it means now you've propagated down the list. If you're adding in another handful of strikeouts and you're changing who's in when, ideally everybody's value is rising once you lock down that back end.
And that we talk so much about the problem with the back end and the lack of strikeouts and the lack of power and all that stuff. So it just seems like a match made in heaven, only costs you money. You got money that turned up that you didn't expect. You wait till after the draft so you don't lose any assets and you don't really give up any assets other than cash to get this guy.
And he's fresh. He hasn't pitched since in 8 months. And not that maybe, you know, maybe he's going to be rusty. And he probably will take some time,
I would imagine,
to look like the guy that you remember. Yeah. But still, when the games matter down the stretch, you have somebody who has been through it before and you trust.
And he's not in Milwaukee and he's not in St. Louis.
That's another thing. Or he's not in L.A. Yeah. And that's another thing, too. You've now answered a question, or at least potentially answered a question, that the Cubs haven't answered for more than 1 year at a time since they started their run in 2015. You had to add a closer after Hector Rendon went down, and you got Aroldis Chapman. You had to trade for Wade Davis, and that was just a one-year
Chapman,
thing. You knew
Davis,
that.
Morrow, and this is the biggest investment
in
terms of finances, in terms of just the overall size of the contract.
And even when you signed Brandon Morrow, and I know, you know, at the end of the day, it might feel the same in terms of question marks around the player, but when you signed Brandon Morrow, you knew he had pitched in each game of the World Series like 2 months ago. You knew that he had injury concerns around him the whole time. And I don't know that, like you say, Dan, capital C closer was ever really stamped onto that signing, even if the money said otherwise. With Craig Kimbrell, even if, you know, Ozzie used to say this about Bobby Jenks all the time when things got a little wonky with him and he was fixing that bullpen. Their bullpen's better when Bobby Jenks, their closer, when he comes in with a clean inning, is what Ozzie's talking about. When he's got a chance to get strikeouts as opposed to having to strand guys with base hit, all that kind of stuff. If Kimbrell's aging kind of goes that way, I mean, if he continues a little bit of a decline, he can be effective if he's given three clean outs to work with in the ninth inning.
I think the bigger story, too, is what the move says as a stamp of validation for the performance of the 2019 Cubs.
Yeah.
Here we were in high dudgeon over the Pecota projection of 79 wins, and oh my God, what could happen? And they started out 1-7 or whatever they were. And the fact that they flipped the script, the fact that they vaulted into first place, this is Theo telling them, nice job, you earned this.
Well, that's one heck of a lame duck season for Joe Maddon. I mean, it's a good thing that he's telling the roster that, because it is. You're right. This says that they are, you know, legit World Series contenders, and that is why they're making this move, because if they were, you know, under 500, if they were struggling, then the speculation would be like, what are they going to do with their manager? You wouldn't be having this kind of move.
Well, think about it this way. If the roles were reversed, think about the two free agents that are out there, Keuchel and Kimbrel.
Yeah.
Keuchel's a guy who will, I don't know, maybe be a four in somebody's rotation. Kimbrel is a closer who's probably headed to the Hall of Fame. If their roles were reversed,
he'd be the White Sox number two.
Kimbrel? Oh, Keuchel?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But if their reputations were reversed, right? If Kimbrel was the guy who wasn't getting a whole lot of strikeouts, the guy who didn't quite have the fit that Keuchel does, and Keuchel was the starter, and you're looking at getting a reliever, would the Cubs have made that move then? If the reliever on the market is just a middling guy with decent strikeouts, are you making this move? I think it's Kimbrel, so you make that move then. I think it's a fair question, and it's worthy asking, and we'll ask Theo when he's on at 11
o'clock. You're more willing to overpay for a closer.
For that guy, as opposed to reliever who could help, because you could slot a reliever in anywhere with this team.
But it doesn't remove doubt to the degree that you think this one does.
You go do it if it's not Kimbrel. Yeah.
What a perfect day to have Theo on.
Is it 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we're hopeful that there's a press release between now and then.
Yeah, I hope that it's the right day to have Theo on, because I hope that he can address a lot of this stuff openly without sort of the veiled kind of references, and it's not official yet, and then after he passes the physical.
Right. I mean, I'll take a physical if that's what it takes. I mean, this is not whatever.
You're not going to pass it at the moment.
Would you take it for him?
If he needs me to.
Yeah, we're going to have Matthew Trueblood on at 10 o'clock, and if you follow baseball Twitter, as we do, it was fascinating to watch two heavyweights slugging it out over Craig Kimbrel. Our guy, our regular Tuesday contributor, Joe Sheehan, he's lukewarm on him. He thinks that Kimbrel has begun his decline phase. He doesn't like the downtick in velocity, the uptick in walk percentage. And then Trueblood fired right back at him on Twitter saying, no, you're wrong. It was a two-week dip. The only mistake anybody made was not signing Kimbrel sooner. It's a great deal for the Cubs for the life of the contract. He's not in decline, etc. So it's great. We love Joe, but we're going to let Matthew come on and give us his side of things.
All right, we'll be listening.
Have a good show.
Have a great
end the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Matt Nagy.
We've been discussing Mitchell Trubisky this morning. How much different do you expect him to be in his third NFL season?
He's really able to really focus on the second level, which is learning what the defense does. We're really excited about his progress and really looking forward to doing it, you know, full speed ahead.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Earlier, I cited NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman's recent testimony before Canada's parliament, in which he denied any connection between hockey and the degenerative brain disease, CTE, and also dismissed calls for penalties on all hits to the head. Boston University CTE expert Dr. Ann McKee responded, Mr. Bettman misrepresented our 2012 conversation. Our research clearly shows that CTE is associated with ice hockey play, adding, we found CTE in every former NHL player we examined. McKee's statement was quoted in a recent Toronto Star column by Ken Dryden, the former Montreal Hall of Fame goalie turned lawyer, politician, and of course author. According to Dryden, head hits will happen just as tripping, slashing, and hooking happen, but head hits can occur much less often. And when they do, more severe penalties can be imposed, which reflect the actual, now impossible not to see or to comprehend, danger they present. Sound thinking. I'm Boomer Esiason.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. it eventually I just switched over and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Ego 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Ego trimmer and blower combo. Just $249. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Get to Old Navy. It's super cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. A rainy, stormy start to spring here in Chicago. Record rains, and so many people that we talk to right now are dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies come over, and they say, all right, and they tear out the damage, and then they leave. And you pay them, and then you got to hire another company to restore it. Don't call that company. Call Aloha Restoration, because they take your flooded basement from ruined to restored, the entire process. I know this from personal experience, because I had water in my house, and they came over, and they said, no big deal, we got this. And they got it, and now it looks like nothing ever happened. They're with you from start to finish. Your home will be as good as new. And Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration. That's your call. 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Theo Epstein, the Cubs president. Let's start with Addison Russell. Did you think through where he would come back, when he came back? Obviously, those questions arose, and taking reps at second base or playing second base when I was there. Was the baseball secondary where he would come back, when he came back? Obviously, those questions arose, and Baez has been so good.
In terms of importance, the off-the-field stuff obviously comes first. You know, Joe's thinking evolved a little bit on it as we got into the season, and seeing how well Javi played overall in that shortstop, and Joe's opinion is the only one that counts here. You know, that he sort of believed that Addison would fit best at second base, and that's certainly the way the rest of the organization felt as well, so it was an easy call.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Kimbrel hit a velocity dip last year. Did Kimbrel, his pitch mix changed a little bit. Four-seam fastball velocity down. I haven't got to check spin rate. Walk rate was up. There is a concern, as we discussed at length yesterday with Joe Sheehan, that, you know, you get excited about the name. You get excited about what he did.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's guaranteed to come in here and miss bats like he always has. And that's what you're paying for. You are paying for strikeouts.
I just can't help but think, if Strope is getting those two strikeouts and the one ground ball in the eighth, and then Kimbrel gets the clean sheet in the ninth, you feel even more confident. And that pushes the next guy back to the seventh, and the next guy back to the fifth, and the next guy back to the fourth if it's a Yu Darvish start. You know, I mean, it fixes perhaps more issues than one.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus will join us at 10. Midday Midway comes your way at 10:40. Theo Epstein, the president of baseball operations of the Cubs, is expected to join us at 11, and we're hopeful that he can, in fine detail, discuss this new major acquisition. Craig Kimbrel, the guy that Connor McKnight believes is on a Hall of Fame track as a closer.
It's not just me, man. Look at the numbers. It's one of the best ever do it.
Not sure.
It is what it is. We'll talk to Matthew Trueblood about it at 10.
Finding out what you think about the big Cubs news that came down last night. A strange Cubs game. Just a
with the
bizarre. It was San Francisco here yesterday.
It was very strange.
It was San Francisco.
I listened to our broadcast of it with Zach Sabin filling in for Pat and Ron Coomer, and they had trouble finding pop-ups. There was the one from where Contreras had to track it to the back of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, it's tough for the two of them to tell it hit the screen at all.
Did you see the rogue seagull?
Yeah, well, of course I saw the rogue seagull.
It was just kind of hanging out in the infield.
And yep.
I think JD said, hey, get back to the outfield where you belong.
Charging home plate as though there were going to be a bunt down.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of infield gulls. You know, they're flying really low, just kind of hanging out there. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You want to reach us via phone, email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text or a sext? Texting 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein _MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan _Bernstein. You must download the radio.com app.
Jonas Jerebko sucks.
Oh my God. Oh, he's he's a pestilence upon mankind.
He was riff.
I think he's my new Ersan Ilyasova.
You're going to replace him.
Yeah, I think
it was that bad last night.
I think Ersan Ilyasova is going to give up the Bernstein least favorite player offender of sensibilities title to one Jonas Jerebko.
We need to have a meeting about this.
That is bad upon bad at everything.
It was disgusting.
What are you doing out there?
Even Rick didn't make it through the fourth quarter last night. Raptors over the Warriors, 123-109.
Horrible.
It was not good. Steph was
horrible. Yeah, but the game was horrible.
Just awful.
So when you download the app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We got a video feed. It's directed by Brian Gertz. It's at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. We have producers. They are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the man in the back doing what he does, the executioner Ray Diaz. So according to reports, it is 3 years, and it's 43 to 45 $1 million in there. Apparently, the $9.3 million remaining on what's left of the Ben Zobrist contract did. This is according to reports. I saw Ken Rosenthal on MLB Network, and he is reporting it straight up.
Yeah.
That this money is freed up. If that's the case, then they know Zobrist isn't coming back.
That is likely the case. You don't make a deal for twice the money because it seems like it's going to be a wash, right? About $10 million for this season for Kimbrel, and then you've got the $9 and change for Zobrist that goes away. That seems like a pretty even, straight-up exchange.
Yeah, I think the fact that the message is sent to this team, we believe in you, the front office is going to do what we need to do to optimize your opportunity to win the World Series, go win the World Series. That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, let's go back a month, right? I mean, let's go back to the 2-7 start where the bullpen, it seemed everybody Joe was calling out of the pen had a walk per nine at about 8. Or 9 or 11 in some case. I mean, it was a rough go, and I told you at the time, putting Craig Kimbrel on that team then doesn't fix the issues. Not when everyone's walking everyone else while they come out of the bullpen. They have, like you say, earned their place. They've had some relievers come in from AAA and settle things down. They've had some guys on their own settle things down. They sent Carl Edwards Jr. out on a soul-searching mission to AAA to get himself back and right. They had the offense bounce back, and the starting pitching, for the most part, has been pretty darn good. That all had to stabilize itself. Because remember, Theo in the offseason said two things. One, we'll add if it's a contender. Mm-hmm. But if we're not there, we're not scared of moving some pieces that need to be moved.
We want your input today. It is one of these times where this is the place to react at 312-644-6767. Chip is in Burbank. He's on the score. Good morning, Chip.
Morning, guys. You know, when I first heard the news yesterday about the Cubs being so interested in Kimbrough, the first thought that went through my head was, are they interested in him for the rest of this year, which to me made sense, or would they be willing to give him a long-term contract? And I thought that they wouldn't give him a long-term contract. It kind of surprised me. And I guess my question is, yesterday, not today, but yesterday, if I would have said to you, would you offer Kimbrough a 3-year, $43 million contract to come to the Cubs? I wonder how many people would have said, yeah, I don't think so.
Chip,
that's
I think
my thoughts, guys.
Sure, appreciate you calling, Chip. Thanks for listening. I think that was the price of poker.
Yeah, he's got leverage.
You know, he really does. I mean, he's the top reliever out there, whether it's, I mean, likely in free agency, definitely in free agency. And I'm going back to the offseason. He demands that kind of money. He has that kind of leverage. And I would imagine teams like the Dodgers or the Twins or maybe even the Brewers were interested in a 3-year deal for that kind of money. I think that's what it was going to take to get Craig Kimbrel. And remember this, too. You know, you're adding a solution, hopefully, for the next two seasons. The Cubs have been a franchise, at least since 15, that have had to, you know, go from year to year with a closer solution, whether it's Rondon to Chapman to Wade Davis.
Tomorrow.
And then you've got Brennan Morrow, who had questions when you signed him. I mean, you took a little bit of a risk, took an awful risk with Brennan Morrow, as it seems. So now you add this next guy on a long-term deal that hopefully settles a bullpen for the next couple.
Gold Coast next. This is Frank on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score. What's happening, Frank?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited about the Craig Kimbrel pickup. It's going to solidify the bullpen, the entire pitching staff. Very excited about it. Love you guys. Look forward to listening to you more about this today.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Frank.
You.
And you know what? Step out and see us tomorrow.
You can.
If you agree with Frank and you love us, and you should, because we're absolutely, we should be loved.
Well, if you hate us, you can stop by too.
Well, that's always fine. That guy.
That's my guy.
Yeah,
that's my guy. He comes out to every show just to tell me how much he hates me. God, yep. I love you.
But he's always there.
Right.
So that means he's listening. He can't hate you if he's not listening.
That guy's been to more shows than my dad.
So do stop out tomorrow. We're going to be at Wrigley Field before the Cubs take on St. Louis, this big weekend series. We're going to get your weekend started. We're going to be in right field. Not like in the field, but at the right field porch.
I don't know. Play our cards, right? Might be able to get down there.
From 9 to noon. So stop by. You can see us. You can see Lawrence Holmes up until Cubs pregame at 12:45. And begin your Cubs weekend right out there at the ballpark. Maybe we'll stick around and have a cold one after the show.
Oh, I would imagine that's going to happen. We'll be at a ballpark. Not said no to that in a long time.
Saginaw, Michigan. Here's Bobby. He's on WSCR.
Hey, guys. I love that they added Kimbrel here. I think the Cubs are, you know, one of those teams now where you always kind of got to balance the urgency to win right now with the future money coming with them. A guy that Kimbrel, I mean, on paper, he is a Hall of Fame track. I mean, he's one of the best relievers ever. He throws really hard, and we know that he'll probably deteriorate a little bit. But they got him for a deal that's pretty favorable. I mean, Wade Davis just signed a four-year, almost $60 million deal about one offseason or so ago. I think it's great. They're improving their chances to win right now while not being totally hamstrung with a guy that will probably lose some velocity and effectiveness. But right now, that's great. They're helping their team win. So that's awesome to see. I love it.
I tend to be with you on that, Bobby. I don't really see a downside here. This is when you do things like this. If not now, if your team that you root for can't do something like this right now, at this point in their competitive window, when would any team ever do it?
Right. The issue there, though, is, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this as the morning goes on, you could have justified this signing in the offseason. It was only because of 3 weeks of play or so that this issue of this idea of justification of needing to prove to whether it's the front office or management or purse string holders or whatever, that Craig Kimbrel is worth going to sign popped up. This is a team that was expected to go in a division. It's a team that came within a game last year. You add a guy like Kimbrel, you know, you're looking for wins on the margin. Well, you've just added one of the best relievers in baseball the last couple of years, making him the guy you signed 3 years, $43 million a year. Kimbrel would be, in terms of average annual Restored. Value, like the fourth highest paid player, highest paid closer in the game. Davis, Chapman, Jansen, Kimbrel. That's how that would go. Kind of makes sense. That's the price.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are at home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. Craig Kimbrel is a Chicago Cub. That, according to Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports, reportedly the deal is worth $43 million over 3 years. Kimbrel has been one of the best relievers in baseball since coming up in 2010. The Cubs hope to have him up and running, ready to go by June 20th. On the field last night, the Cubs defeated the Rockies by a score of 9-8, the third win in a row for the Cubs. David Bodie was huge, 4-for-4, 7 runs batted in on the evening. Cubs go for the sweep of the Rockies this afternoon at Wrigley Field in a matinee. Jose Quintana will start for the North Siders. To the White Sox, they dropped their second straight game in Washington yesterday afternoon. The Nationals walked off with a 6-4 victory in the bottom of the ninth thanks to a Trey Turner 2-run homer off of Alex Colome. Sox are off today. They head to Kansas City tomorrow night for a weekend series with the Royals. NBA Finals last night, Toronto defeated Golden State 123-109 to take a 2-1 series lead. Despite 47 points from Steph Curry, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant were both out for the Warriors, but they could have both players back for Friday's Game 4. Hockey, Charlotte beat the Wolves 4-1 last night to take a 2-1 lead in the Calder Cup Finals. Game 4 tonight at Allstate Arena. And in the Stanley Cup Final this evening in Boston, Game 5 between the Bruins and the Blues. That series tied up at 2-2. This scoreboard update brought to you by Hint Water. Hint is pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on the score is today when the Cubs take on the Rockies at 12:45. Here on the Score, a radio.com sports station.
We all, you know, kind of saw where we're at and heard where we were at as far as money and all that stuff. So for Tom and Theo to get this deal done, I mean, it's a huge, you know, shot in our arm for us. You know, it's only going to help us. You know, now we just, it's like getting a gift on Christmas morning and having to wait, you know, to open it for a week or so before he's here. So, you know, I think it'll kind of more set in when he actually shows up and is in uniform with us and pitching.
John Lester on his new teammate. Does Kimbrel still have the beard? Because we're just looking at last year's highlights. There's no video of him staying sharp wherever he is on a high school backfield somewhere.
Maybe that's part of the wait for a physical. He's got to shave the beard before the x-rays work.
I don't think there's any rule against it on this team, so if that's still what he's sporting and still likes that look,
That's why I'm really glad that Kimbrell didn't go to the Yankees, and I'm hoping that Dallas Keuchel doesn't go to the Yankees either. I mean, those are just two guys who have made their living with giant soup catchers, and I don't think they should be made to remove them.
This note from Stonecutter says, do you have any concern that Joe Maddon, on the last year of his deal, will have no qualms about sending Kimbrell out to get five outs a dozen times in the last 6 weeks of the season? I know Kimbrell only wants to pitch the ninth, but that's what Chapman said when he arrived. We know how that went. I probably shouldn't worry about this, but after blowing through all the stop signs on Morrow last year, I can't ignore the possibility that Joe will burn through all his bullets in the regular season.
I think that's a mistake that got made already. I mean, you heard some of the conversation around Brandon Morrow and the back and forth that happened last year when he got used three times in four games or three straight.
If that starts to happen, I would imagine Theo pulls a John Paxson and goes down there and pulls his tie.
You have to play carefully with these relievers. And that's why, too, I'm fascinated by this. The pitch lab idea for a newly added player, whether that guy was going to, I don't know, come around on trade or like Kimbrell's case, as it's being reported, free agency. The cool part about this is now you get to go test whether or not your advanced cameras, whether or not your whole process can work for a guy on the fly almost. I mean, that's kind of the process that they go through with these guys anyway. But now it's very much on the fly, a couple of sessions, see what happens at, AAA or Advanced Spring or wherever the hell you're going, and then put it into play. That's fascinating to me, especially with a guy like Kimbrell, who's on the other side of 30, has had some telltale flags pop up about velocity loss and spin rate loss, that kind of thing. Now you get to see if you can fix them.
You can get it back. You're allowed. We know that now. You're allowed to get those things back.
Look at Justin Verlander.
That's why I'm telling you, this book by Ben Lindbergh and Travis Sawchuk, The MVP Machine.
Man.
It may be the most important baseball book. It's certainly in the it's there with Moneyball as a defining book of its era.
Sounding that way.
From everything I'm hearing about it, from all those who've read it and who've read advanced copies, and who we're getting a bunch of copies sent here.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, that
I bought one.
Well, that
somebody
that
should have told
book,
me.
That book, and I think Joe Sheehan said it is as important as the first Bill James baseball abstract in 81 or 82,
it's groundbreaking.
Whenever that came out, that this thing is, if you are a baseball fan and you want to understand what is happening in the game right now, when that's another thing we're going to talk to Theo about, is looking at the draft and the idea of for what are you drafting? Are you drafting for engineerable traits? Are you using all of this imaging to say, okay, just like they did with Kyle Ryan, to say, we see something, we see a different arm slot, we see a different grip, we see a different rotation on a certain pitch, and that we know we can create something now.
I think it'll be fascinating to watch how quickly they get him into a major league uniform. It sounds as though it's anything from 10 days to 3 weeks, and I wouldn't be upset either way. You got to make sure that your eyes have checked all the boxes appropriately. But I think with the Kimbrell signing, as it's being reported, it's an interesting facet to this team because they're doing something a little bit unlike they've done before. I want to take a look when we get back at what this means for future Cub teams and how it affects the window that they've created with the position players that they've got signed for a little while, the relievers that they don't have signed for a little while, and the changes in the rotation that they may have to deal with down the line as well.
All right, we will look at the full ramifications of the reported Craig Kimbrell contract. We are the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We are on 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
They have been drafted into the NFL, and then you see them chest bump and hug and booty bump and whatever else they want to do with Roger Goodell. And often you will hear from other NFL players like, that guy's not your friend, and you're going to find out very quickly.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what dads want for Father's Day? Getting something is great, but they really like experiences. And dads love bonding over food with family. And the great way to do that is with Omaha Steaks and the Father's Day Steak Fix gift package. Because dads love a box of meat, too. Let's be honest. I know I'm a dad, and I love meat. I have a dad, and he started me with Omaha Steaks when I was a little kid. This is what you're going to get. It's usually $235. That sounds like a lot of money. Well, how about this? For you, it's only $59.99. And that is if you go to omahasteaks.com and put WSCR in the search bar, just those four letters, it will redirect you right to this offer. So in that box, you'll get 2 tender filet mignons, 2 bold top sirloins, 2 savory pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 massive gourmet jumbo franks, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, a pack of all beef meatballs, 4 premium chicken breasts, 4 caramel apple tartlets, a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and 4 extra Omaha Steaks burgers free. All of that. 74% off, $59.99. Omaha Steaks, best steaks and meats anywhere for over 100 years. And again, you can get this. It's usually $235, but this pack is only $59.99. What you do, go to omahasteaks.com, and on the main page, search bar, type the code WSCR.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the EGO 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's 2 powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform, and right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the EGO Trimmer and Blower Combo. Just $249, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rental home, auto with birth. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah, that sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance to unlimited basic after 6:30. 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Get to Old Navy. It's super cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your super cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Yo, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's like 16 when we got Chapman.
I feel like this is the same bullpen. And then, you know, the year in 16, we won it all. We got Chapman. This year, we made a little move earlier in the year, and we got Kimbrel. And, we're all looking forward for him coming here. I'm excited, to be honest, because that was, like, one of the guys I used to always say. I got Chapman in 16 to play with, and then now I have Kimbrel. And that was one of the guys, like, bro, I would love to play with him one day. And my wish came true.
That South Carolina draw belongs to Carl Edwards Jr., happy with the acquisition of Craig Kimbrel, as I imagine everybody in that clubhouse would be. The Bernstein and McKnight Show. We're going to talk to Matthew Trueblood at 10. We're going to talk to Theo Epstein at 11. And talking to you as we speak about this move and what it means for now, what it means for later. Want to grab a call as we've been getting a flurry of calls as you are reacting to the Cubs news, as you should. That's what we're here for on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Neil, River North, you are on Bernstein and McKnight.
First off, Dan, I have a question for you.
Yes.
That Omaha steak package, does it come with a partridge and a pear tree as well?
Hi! What else you got?
He's special.
Are you there?
Yes.
What's up, man?
Oh, I thought you guys hung up. So this Kimbrel signing, this was the perfect move by Theo. They took care of a need. They've got, they've blown 11 saves already this year. He didn't rush into it. He waited. Doesn't have to give up any draft compensation. It's perfect. It should work out great as long as Kimbrel could throw the ball.
That would be good. A relief pitcher that can throw the ball. I'm with you on that one.
Be helpful.
But there's so much more going on than just what's happening right now.
Think about what this means for the future. It means you don't have to dip into the farm system for this impact arm, right? So it keeps intact. Most people would say it's like a bottom third of the industry farm system. A couple of impact guys and Nico Horner having the busted, fractured wrist I can A, relate to, and B, it kind of sucks because that guy could have maybe made a little bit of an impact this year at the Major League roster. Maybe. So now, think about it this way, too. This bullpen probably needs another move. It probably always needed another move. Guys get hurt. Guys underperform. They got to get Brad Brock to pitching like he did two years ago, opposed to whatever the hell that was last night. That was egregious. So you're looking for two moves. Now your trade, if you're going to do this all via trade, then you were looking at moves like Jesse Chavez, two of them, hoping one of them panned out and the other could cover some innings. You were looking to repeat Chavez and Kinsler and maybe have that kind of success, maybe. Now your one trade can be a bigger one. Because you haven't depleted from the farm system to get this guy in.
I hadn't thought about that. Going after a column A type.
Maybe.
Yesterday he was brutal.
Yeah, well, that was bad. Maybe you get a column A type. Maybe you get somebody with that's got a little bit of control left. Because what you've got left in the bullpen for next season, I know we haven't talked about next year quite a lot, but I think with the Kimbrel signing, the reported Kimbrel signing of 3 years and 43, you need to start talking about next season because you kind of see how they're laying out their plans. You know that Pedro Strop, Brandon Kinsler, and Steve Cishek are all free agents after this year. I just said Pedro Strop is a free agent after this year. He's been Joe Maddon's safety blanket. Steve Cishek has too, a little bit. You've seen the signs of wear and tear there. So your bullpen next season is Kimbrel in the back and Tyler Chatwood and Brandon Morrow and Brad Brock and whatever they salvage out of Carl Edwards.
Yeah, they need to get Brock into the lab. They need to figure this out because he is pitching a 5.11 ERA to a 5.29 xFIP.
That's not great.
So the hard numbers and the peripherals are painting a picture of a serious problem for somebody who was signed to be a high leverage arm.
Yeah, if you're not fluent in some of the new sabermetrics, that is new school for getting waxed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely getting shellacked.
Yeah, when
every
I say
out.
XFIP is just a number, expected fielder independent pitching, and it's a really good stat for what a pitcher can control. And when you see variances between earned run average and that, you can see guys who are sometimes getting a little bit lucky, maybe getting a few breaks here and there, or being unlucky. This is painting the picture of somebody who's bad.
Do you think that this has anything to do or has any impact on Joe Maddon's future? Because I was trying to suss that out a little bit last
Right, is the answer to that yes, whether we like it or not? Because depending on whether or not they underperform in the postseason or in getting to the postseason, it all does. All roads lead back to that because he doesn't have a contract for next year.
Yeah.
And they're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, I suppose everything is a referendum on a guy that's in his final season under contract. I keep on thinking about the way, our conversation with Joe Sheehan yesterday too, Madden has become fairly rigid when it comes to bullpen usage.
Conservative.
He loves his capital C closer. He's talked to us, you know, last year about how he likes to plan from the back end of a ball game and then work his way, you know, back to the starter and then kind of fudge wherever that starter ends, whether it's the fifth, the sixth, or maybe even the seventh. But you work your way backward like that and you see how important it is to give a clean slate to your closer every ninth inning, or at least every ninth inning you've got a lead. I would like to live in a world where you're watching a team that's got a bullpen that's more non-conventional, that has a little bit more outside the box options in it.
Sure. If you understand that in a game seven of a playoff series, the biggest out in the game happens to be in the fifth or sixth, mm-hmm. the pitcher most likely to get that out should be available to get it.
But unfortunately, I mean, the way that a lot of these guys have pitched so far, I would be reticent to give some of those outs toward the back of the game to someone other than Kimbrel mm-hmm. at this point. I mean, assuming Kimbrel pitches well and he's your Craig
Kimbrel.
But you
only have the out in front of you. You right. can't assume that those outs are going to, they may not matter
no,
later.
No, of course. But with the walk rates that you've got, whether it's Chatwood, who's pitching better but still comes with that walk rate, with whether it's Brad Brock or Kyle Ryan or Steve Cishek even, I mean, you're looking at usage rates and walks per nine that really make you wonder about what you've got after Kimbrel if you're using him a little unconventionally.
In Palatine, it is Lou on Sports Radio 670.
How you doing?
What up, Lou?
My grandson and I were at the game last night, and we left happy, of course. But you're talking about Joe Madden. He brings in Kyle Ryan, and left him in too long before he brought Brandon Kinsler in. And then he goes to Brad Brock and lets him stay in for four earned runs and only get one out. Does anybody except the two of us think he went way too long with both of those guys?
You know, he said after the game that he really liked Brad Brock in that that pocket of the Rockies lineup. It did not turn out that way. And I think with the lead they had, Dan just said it, Brad Brock figured out is going to be fairly important for this team. Kimbrel or no? I mean, you still have, let's play it conservative, let's call it 15 games. If you've signed Kimbrel today and physicals pass and we talk to Theo at 11 and we're all good to go, then you've got what, maybe 15 games before Kimbrel's there? You need a functioning bullpen, and Brad Brock, a decent one's got to be good at that. If you find a matchup, you know, where you've got, oh, that's these three hitters, I think we can get Brad working here and find some spaces.
It was a low leverage situation. That's the thing. Just because the leverage index changed after the fact, it doesn't mean that the thinking was necessarily wrong to say, let him work on stuff. Things are okay here.
And he seemed a little worried about, you know, last night talking after the game, he seemed a little worried about what was left in the back end of that bullpen. He didn't want to have to get to Chatwood, even though he was, you know, probably ready to pitch a little bit. You've got day game, like you say, day game after a night game. That's something you got to watch too.
David Bode was a record setter last night. That's a Cubs second baseman hadn't driven in seven since Ryan Sandberg did it.
You realize that wasn't the David Bode game, though.
Correct.
That the David Bode game is the walk-off grand slam against the Nationals. That's the David Bode. It was always, it will always be the David Bode game. This one was nice. It's David Bode game B or something. The grand slam is the David Bode game.
It's a hell of a slash line for David Bode right now. .289 batting average, .363 on base, .503 slugging. It's a .126 WRC plus. That means he's 26% better on offense than average in this run environment.
Check his last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's .390. It's slugging .750.
That's good.
I mean, the guy's,
that would be a nice thing to keep up
been
over
terrific.
Time.
And if he's, you know, if he is streaky like this, you know, because the 3 weeks before, you know, May 15th weren't so great. If he's streaky like this, you can live with that because you've got so many, because you've got enough bats in there to hopefully steady the process. It's nice to see Wilson Contreras come back a little bit. It's nice to see Javi come back a little bit and be healthy. I think you can live with David Bodie being a little streaky.
Here's your Cubs lineup for today, a game you're going to hear on the Score with a 121st pitch. It is Jose Quintana against Peter Lambert. Lambert will be facing this Cubs order. Kyle Schwarber leads off, plays left. Chris Bryant is in right. Anthony Rizzo at first. Javier Baez at short. Wilson Contreras bats fifth and handles the catching duties. David Bodie at third. Albert Almora Jr. in center. The second baseman is Daniel Descalso today, and Jose Quintana
okay.
ninth. All right.
Listen, he's better than... Were you watching Daniel Murphy play first base last night?
Yeah, and remember what I said last year when I was watching him play second base? I said the only place you could play him is first. I'm not sure you can play him at first.
The ball that Rizzo hit down the first base line, and I don't know that Murphy saw it, much less moved for it.
He looks like a softball player.
He's immobile. Turns like a battleship. It takes an hour and a half.
Yeah, he looks like a softball player. However, he could still handle the bat.
Oh, no, he can still hit.
I mean, it looked like when Darvish struck him out, he was reduced to some sort of sorcery. And he had to really try to mess with his timing because he had everything so well timed up.
That was a beautiful pitch to strike him out, too, in that first at bat against him. That was that nasty cut slider kind of thing that just bat. Oof, that was gross.
Yeah, when he gets in between his own pitches, I don't even know what to call him.
Neither do I. Neither does Coombe. And he's so good at knowing what they're throwing in that pitch, those two really get everybody because I don't think he knows really what's coming out of the hand when it's working that well.
You won't want to go anywhere because one of the smartest people covering baseball is going to join us next. He's a huge Kimbrel fan. He's going to tell us why. Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus is coming right up on the Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Matt Nagy.
We're going to do what we do well. You know, obviously I can't say exactly what that is. I'd be giving our secrets away, but we're going to keep growing and we're going to work into what Mitch does well.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
I've got a way for you to save some extra money this summer, potentially a lot of money, and it depends on how much credit card interest you're carrying right now, because the more you're carrying, the more money you can save by refinancing your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Think about it, because the average credit card interest rate can be up over 19% APR. It's insane. You don't have to pay that. Lightstream is offering the credit card consolidation loan from 5.95% APR with autopay, and it could go lower than that. I'll tell you about that in just a second. There are no fees. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply. Make it today, because Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And then there's this. For a limited time, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount, and the only way to get the discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. Lightstream.com/Dan B. I'll spell it out for you. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Dan B.
The Burns.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more info.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30, 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. Data and prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. It's the perfect month to take part in a local beach cleanup. Check with your parks department to see about upcoming events. Also, consider adopting a beach to help keep that beach clean all year long. If you don't live near an ocean, river cleanups are also an option, as the water will eventually find its way to one of our oceans. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one?